Chapter 3. The Ghost. I was in a difficult position. I didn't want to ask a favour from Mr. Heathcliff, but there was no alternative. "I'm afraid I must ask for your help, Mr. Heathcliff," I said. "It's dark, and I fear I'll get lost on the moors. Can one of your workers accompany me to the Grange?"
"No," he replied. Turning to the young man, he continued, "Hatton, come with me to make sure the sheep are inside. They'll die if they're outside at night in this weather."
The two men disappeared, and I was left with the young woman. "Is there no one here who can guide me back to the Grange?" I asked.
"No," she answered. Turning away from me, she said, "Go back the way you came."
With these words of advice, she left the room. I didn't know what to do. I was looking out of the window when Mr. Heathcliff returned, shaking the snow from his black hair.
"I hope this will teach you not to make foolish journeys when the moors are covered in deep snow," he said.
"But Mr. Heathcliff..."
"You can share a bed with Hareton," he said.
"I can sleep here," I said, pointing to a chair by the fire.
"No, a stranger is a stranger. I don't want you walking around the house while I'm asleep," he said as he left the room.
I was very angry, but once again the servant, who told me her name was Zilla, appeared at the right moment.
"Follow me," she said, leading me up some stairs, "and don't make a noise. The master doesn't use this room."
"Why not?" I asked.
"I don't know," she replied. "And I don't ask questions. Many strange things happen in this house."
She took me into the room and showed me a bed beside a window. She left a candle on the table and again warned me to be very quiet. I got into bed, but I couldn't sleep. There were some old books on a shelf, and there were some names written on the shelf. Cathy Earnshaw, Cathy Heathcliff, and Cathy Linton. I wondered if these were the names of one person, or three people. I was curious, so I opened one of the books and began reading its old yellow pages. January the 5th, 1778. A horrible Sunday. Hindley was very cruel to Heathcliff, but we will fight back. It was raining hard, and we couldn't go to church. Joseph kept H and me in the room for hours and hours. Joseph's lessons are boring, and we were very cold. Hindley and his wife sat by the fire in the sitting room, but they wouldn't let us come in. So we decided to go to our special place on the moors. The next entry said, "Poor Heathcliff. Hindley insults him all the time. He calls him a gypsy and a beggar. He won't allow him to sit at the table with us any more. He has to eat in the kitchen. Hindley says that if he sees us together, he'll throw Heathcliff out of the house. I hate my brother." I began to feel sleepy and put the book back on the shelf. I fell asleep, but it was not a peaceful sleep. What a terrible night! I had bad dreams and woke suddenly. There was a tapping noise at the window. At first, it frightened me. Then I realized that it must be the branch of a tree shaking in the wind. I couldn't sleep because of the noise. With difficulty, I managed to open the window, and horror of horrors, instead of a branch, my fingers closed on a little ice-cold hand.
"Let me in!" a voice cried. "Let me in!"
I was terrified. "Who are you?" I shouted, as I struggled to free my hand.
"Catherine Linton!" the voice cried. "I lost my way on the moors!"
As she spoke, I saw a young woman with tears on her cheeks.
"How can I let you in if you don't let me go?" I shouted.
She released my hand, and as quickly as I could, I shut the window and put the books against it. I covered my ears, but I could still hear her voice.
"Go away!" I shouted. "I'll never let you in, even if you ask for 20 years! 20 years, the voice cried. "I've been lost on the moors for 20 years.
"Go away," I shouted. "Go away." Then I heard a noise outside the door, and Heathcliff entered,
holding a candle.
"Is anyone there?" he asked in a whisper.
I looked at him. His face was white, and his hand trembled. He was shaking with anger, or was it fear? When he saw me, he groaned.
"Oh, God! Who let you into this room?"
"Your servant, Zilla," I replied. "I suppose she wanted me to know that the place is full of ghosts. She's right."
"What do you mean?" asked Heathcliff.
"It's that girl, Catherine Linton. She told me she's been lost on the moors for 20 years. Heathcliff's reaction was frightening.
"How dare you talk to me about her? You're mad," he said.
"I read her name on the shelf," I said. I didn't want him to know that I'd also read the girl's book.
"Take the candle and get out,"
he said in a choked voice, as if he wanted to cry. I left the room, but stood for a few minutes outside, not knowing where to go. I heard Heathcliff open the window and call out into the night,
"Come in, my darling Cathy. Come to me."
There was such pain in his voice that I felt very uncomfortable standing there. Quietly, I went downstairs and sat on the chair by the fire. As soon as it was light, I left Wuthering Heights and made my way over the snowy moors to Thrushcross Grange.